All right. Welcome to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. And it's April the 13th, 2021. And it's pretty cloudy out there. But anyway, I have a special guest today named Russell Bennett. And he's been in the property tax movement to eliminate it for many years. And since we have a Texas House bill to eliminate property taxes presently in the House, I thought it would be great to have him on. And last Thursday, you know, I did a full show on the unlawfulness of the ad valorem property tax in all the states of the union and why that was, as given by our founders of the United States. So I want to bring him on right now. Russell, how you doing?
I'm good, Ron. It's good to talk to you.
Yes, it's been a while. You know, I had the pleasure of hosting and putting on a People's Forum in Buda, Texas, on feudalism or property taxes. And you were one of our main speakers, and you spoke about the kind of history of bills that have come up before. And I wanted to kind of hear what your take is on this present bill and kind of give us an idea. Is it an advancement over other bills that have been out there?
Oh, absolutely. This is the only bill beside our previous one from 2013, which was sponsored by Representative George Lavender. It was HB 3742 in the 83rd session that is actually advocating or is actually a proposal to eliminate property tax and replace it with a consumption tax. And so we had taken HB 3742 and we had advocated for it for the last couple of years, and this year we wound up after speaking many times with Representative James White. He agreed that he wanted to author the bill, and so 3742 became our new bill, which has been filed by Representative White. It's HB 3770, and it's in the Ways and Means Committee now.
Yes, well, then it sounds like you've met him and were part of the construction of this bill. Is that right?
Right. Well, the history on the bill, it goes back to about 10 years. Deborah Medina was the original advocate for the bill. And before that, Rick Cunningham, who is a economist and attorney, had written the bill. And Deborah, when she was campaigning for governor and then comptroller, she was advocating for this bill. And it was not only going to eliminate property tax, it was looking to eliminate 60-plus other taxes that are currently major sources of revenue for the state of Texas and replace them all with a 7% consumption tax by expanding the tax base, basically doubling it. What happened since then is we, you know, I took over the role as the advocate for the bill. When I heard and saw Jonathan Stickland back in the summer of 2016 floating trial balloons asking people in his district if they were interested in eliminating property tax, and I said, I have a solution for you. And we actually did meet with Jonathan Stickland, both Deborah and I and Rick, but it was in January at the start of the 2017 session, and Jonathan was sympathetic and supported us, but he said, I've just got too much on my plate. I can't do this right now. So we sat back and we, you know, we waited for the, I waited for the next session. In the meantime, I started this advocacy group that is mainly on Facebook, and it's grown to about almost 9,500 members today.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw occasionally I get this, notice from Facebook that says, from you that says, let's welcome our 200 new members. So that's a quite a large number of new members to be, thanked into Facebook group. So I'm kind of impressed with the number of people in that group. Is there any limit on a Facebook page as to the number of members you can have in it?
If there is, I haven't seen it. I belong to some groups that have over 50,000 members, so I don't know if they draw the limit.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're pretty rare. It's pretty rare to have a group with 9,000 people in it. That's a pretty large group, and it's unheard of for me to see a group that's got 50,000. But anyway, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to get into before we kind of look at this bill? I think you were telling me right before the show that there's some other kind of history that you'd like to get into about the bill, like no one reviewed it or something like that. Was that
what happened? Was again, we had, you know, last summer I was meeting. We had met with James White back in 2017 and 2018 in the interim between the sessions, and his first response to it was reluctance. He just did not want to talk to us really about the possibility of being an author. We had talked to several other representatives as well, but over time, I kept getting calls from James, and we'd have these hour and a half conversations on the phone, and then he'd go away. He'd get his questions answered, and then he'd come back. And eventually, we had a meeting last summer, about June, where we did a deep dive with Rick Cunningham, who explained in detail the mechanisms of the bill and how it would work. And James had a lot of questions. He's a numbers kind of guy, so he had a lot of specific questions about how this could be done and how it would work. And after about a 3 or 4 hours of talking with Rick, we ended, and he told me, he looked at me and he says he was ready to author the bill. And he says, but if we're going to do this, I want a constitutional amendment in it that will prohibit ever having another property tax. Well, when he said that, I knew then he was serious. He wasn't just patronizing us, but he was actually engaged and had taken ownership of the initiative. And I said, okay. And he says, and if we don't get the constitutional amendment, then this is all or nothing. I said, I agree. I think that's a great idea. So he and I worked on it. What had happened was, since 2013, the original bill, HB 3742, was, by the way, a 224-page bill that Rick had written himself.
Really?
And I had studied it enough to know that things had changed between 2013 and 2019, 2020, when we were working, when I was working on it with James. And so I went through it, and we picked out the things that needed to be either struck or added. And about that time, we had a hurricane. And James got busy with that because his district up in East Texas was hit hard. So that stalled us for several weeks. But they came back, and he was ready to file it. His intention, which I was on board with, was to early file, which would mean that you would file by November, I think it's November 12th. And so he went ahead through the process. He got it submitted. But the first thing that has to happen is any bill that a representative wants to author has to be drafted by, usually that's who does it, is it's drafted by the legislative council, which are the attorneys that draw these bills up. And so he gave it to them, and we thought it'd be something like what had happened before. HB 3742 had gone to alleged counsel, and they said, okay, they just basically approved it, and George Lavender got to file it right away. But this time, we gave it to them, and we waited, and it wasn't until about December that we finally got some feedback from alleged counsel, and they said, we're going to rewrite this entire thing. I'm like, oh, great. You're going to rewrite a 224-page bill? And they had 7,000 bills on their plate that they had to create. And I thought, they're going to have resource problems doing this. And I thought, not only do they have to write it, but we have to give it back to us. We have to review it, approve it, and then send it back maybe with approved with edits, you know, and have them. So I thought, okay, I'm not sure how this is going to work out. It got to the closer. We got closer to the deadline, which was March the 12th. I think that was the deadline for the last filing of any bill in this legislature session. Mm-hmm. And about a week before that, I contacted him and said, I asked him what the status was. And he says, oh, we're going to get it out. I said, okay. And it did. It came out 2 days before. But this was had gone from 224 pages down to 12 pages. And there were some things in it that I thought, okay, we need to change these things that they've done. They're not quite right. But James's response was, don't worry, we can take care of it in a submission and get these changes done. I said, okay, that's good with me. So what we did was in the bill, we went down from eliminating 60 plus taxes, which are the major revenues for the state of Texas, and we came down to basically eliminating sales, property, and franchise tax, and replacing them all with a consumption tax. And if we do that, our original bill, which was 7%, using a broader tax base, could actually come down to 5.75%. So we
what
would
was
actually
it, 5.75%?
5.75% for the state consumption tax. And that's not in addition to sales tax, that's replacing sales tax, which a lot of people misunderstand.
Uh-huh.
And so we could actually, you know, a lot of the objections to doing this kind of a swap is that, oh, you're going to raise sales tax. You know, we're going to have the highest sales tax in the union. Well, we're actually, if we do it this way, we'd actually say, well, no, we're actually lowering it. But the trick to it is that you have to broaden the base.
Yes. I kind of noticed in the bill, in one part of it, it was talking about the value-added tax being applied to, your services. And property. It did say property, and I don't know what quite they mean, rental property or something. But, if you're removing a property tax, you couldn't have a value-added tax on property. But it mentioned on services. So what is a value-added tax on service, and are we already doing that, or what that seemed a little strange because, you know, a lot of people are really scared of an income tax, having a state income tax. And is that kind of the same thing, just another word for it?
No, not at all. It's a value-added tax is just another form of a sales tax. It's a consumption tax. And if you want to think of it as a sales tax to make it easier to understand the concept, that's the way I would go. So we have sales tax on goods and services today, and we're talking about doing is swapping the type of consumption tax from sales to value-added tax. And the reason that Rick came up with that solution is that he said that no matter how he tinkered with sales tax, he could not get it to work. And he wound up saying, well, what would we do if we didn't try to fix what we already have, but we started from a blank sheet of paper? And so he made some assumptions, and the end result was that he decided that in his analysis, which would apply to about 95% of property tax in the state of Texas, he discovered that the value added tax was the most efficient, transparent, and fair solution to replacing these taxes with a consumption tax. And there's
very
some reasons behind that. But yeah. Value-added taxes works will acquire more revenue from our gross domestic product than a sales tax can. That's basically it.
That's amazing. Tell me again, Rick Cunningham, that's who you're speaking of. And is that the economist and attorney that you mentioned earlier?
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry if I didn't identify him that way.
I think I missed his name. You said it, but I kind of missed it. And now it's a lot clearer. And did he ever work with he was with some group, wasn't he? I can't remember the.
He's an enterprise attorney. I forgot the name of the company that he worked for, but he was in Saudi Arabia for about 7 or 8 years. And that's where he was when he ended his career and retired. But he had written this back in about 2008, and what he did was he went out looking. He had, like many of us, he'd been burned by the appraisal district, and that's an interesting story all itself. But he said, well, this isn't right, you know, and he says, there must be a better way. And he went out looking for somebody who had done, he went out looking for a solution, and he started with looking for who's done the studies that would support us abolishing property tax or eliminating property tax. And yeah. What he found was that there were only these high level macroeconomic studies that have been done, and they all look good. And I use them myself when I try to explain it to people. But he didn't find anything that went down to the taxing jurisdiction level. And we've got, at the time he was doing that, we had about 4,100 taxing jurisdictions. Today we have over 5,000, you know, that's an increase in 10 years. Yeah, imagine that.
I can't. That's unbelievable. First of all,
and he took a section of it, and that's how I discovered it worked. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I kind of missed that last thing you said. What was that?
Well, he did his own low-level analysis and wound up writing about a 160-page research report on what he discovered. And he discovered that his solution would eliminate 95% of property tax in Texas. And for that remaining 5% that could not be eliminated, we can talk about that as to why they can't or why they're difficult. I don't believe they can't. But he just, even those that are left, all their M&O would be replaced with a state consumption tax. And then you're left over with how do you fund the municipalities and the counties. That's what you're left with. And some of the solutions may be as simple as combining jurisdictions or even making them countywide to acquire enough retail.
Well, we got about a minute or so before I think our first break, but I want to first say that I'm glad I didn't have to read 200 pages, 224 pages before the show today. But the 12 pages, I was kind of impressed with it. It was easy to read, number one, and it did make a lot of sense. And I'm kind of impressed with it. I was kind of surprised at it. I do think it actually has a better chance of doing something if it is small and easy to read and understand and does the right thing. So I am glad that it wasn't 224 pages. But
I think they did a good job in the time that they had, and they basically got us between the ditches. I was happy with the outcome because there were some minor things that we could change and fix it.
Oh, okay. Well, here comes the break, and everybody stay with us. Very interesting.
Yeah. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Julie likes to get me going with some great music, and I sure appreciate that. And our show is certainly cooking today. I wanted to bring up one thing for sure is that, you know, property taxes is really the feudal system, and it's actually unlawful in all the states of the union. But I've discovered this is simply not going to be solved by the judiciary in the court system. I've already tested all that out, and I know what they've said. And I you can find out all that if you go to suit.org, S-U-E-I-T.org, and you'll see you want to go all the way down to the bottom and click on the middle link, which is Avery versus Guadalupe County Appraisal District, and you'll see all the arguments made there and how the courts really had to cheat. They had to essentially lie to win the case, and that's exactly what they did. So we're not going to fix it through the court system, and I guess that leaves the legislature if we can do that. So that means that when we come back after this next break, I want to maybe just mention the main two highlights of the bill. If Russell can tell us what those are, what he best likes about it, or maybe the whole thing. And then I don't want to spend too much time on that, but then I'd like to cover what we need to do to get this passed. And that's going to be the real main job. And do you think we can, do you have any highlights you want to talk about, Russell?
Well, it is in the Ways and Means Committee right now. It's been, and James White has requested a hearing. This is really the last week that we've got a chance to petition the Ways and Means Chair, which is Morgan Mayer, and ask him to schedule a hearing. And we're asking him right now, we're petitioning him right now to schedule a hearing for next week. If we get it next week, they'll vote on it the week after. It will then go to a calendars committee. It has to get through calendar committee and scheduled there to go on the floor of the House. And so we are kind of like right up against the deadline this week in getting a schedule for the bill to be heard. And that's probably the main thing that we are focused on right now.
Okay. What happens if he doesn't grant a hearing?
The same thing that happens to all the rest of the 300 bills he's got on his inbox, and they all die.
Okay. So this week is next week is critical.
They may hear it later. They may hear these bills, but you know, when they're listening, when they're hearing them in the end of April and the beginning of May, it's really too late.
Okay. So we really do need to focus on getting a hearing in the Ways and Means Committee, and it needs to be pretty much done. He needs to be petitioned all next week to do this. Now,
this
I know...
Did
I get that right?
Well, we're asking members and any other Texans interested to contact Representative Mayer, who's the chair. Contact him this week and ask him to schedule a hearing next week.
Okay. You know, I went to the Facebook page, yours, and I tried to look for some of these links. I know you have a thing up there that's ready to go. I mean, which is very smart and convenient for folks to have a petition all kind of ready to go or a request. But I had a hard time after knowing it was there. I couldn't find it very easily the next time. Is there a way you can make those more prominent so that when people go to your Facebook, and by the way, what's the name of that Facebook page?
It's a hard one. Eliminate property tax.
Okay. I do. I really knew it. I wanted you to say it.
I'm teasing.
Okay.
Well,
so
what I've done to help is that I've put our most recent post in our group, and I've pinned it to the top of the group. So anybody that visits our group on Facebook, we'll immediately see our request to contact Ways and Means Chair Morgan Mayer today. And then I give them, at the bottom, I give them his email address and a simple message that can be used as a template for either an email or a phone call. And I've got his phone number in there as well.
Okay, so you've pinned this information to the top of your page. Is that it?
Correct. That's
very
right.
Good. Okay, so that'll make it easier for people to find that, because we want to direct as many people as possible to actually get a request in to have a hearing. And why should people continue to live under feudalism? We've dealt with this already. We own our land and property, and we'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Thanks again, Julie, for pumping me up with that stuff. I'm a drummer too, so I like that kind of music. Anyway, let's get back to this. Russell, I'm on your website now. Eliminate Facebook page, eliminate property tax, and I find this pinned article at the top to contact legislators today. Demand they support House Bill 3770. And eliminate property taxes, but it's kind of like more like an ad. It doesn't have the links that I'm looking for to take a person to the kind of like a prescribed a boilerplate type of request that they can send to the appropriate person. So, is there a way we can get that on there? Is Russell still with us? Oh, he is muted. He muted himself, didn't he? I see that. He's probably looking for the place where he can unmute that. I certainly can't do it. Well, anyway, we're going to try to get him to update his Facebook thing, so you don't have to search around on the site. Of course, you can go to I just searched House Bill 330, Texas House Bill 3770, and it'll take you to eventually to a place where it has the history, it has the text, it has actions, and it has the authors of it, the bill stages, and it says it's been referred to Ways and Means. And of course, you click on that, and it's a whole bunch of stuff there. But anyway, it should give you can find there who is head of the House Ways and Means Committee in order to send them a request for a public hearing on this House Bill 3770 to eliminate property taxes. And I believe we lost Russell. He did warn us ahead of time that his internet can go out at any time. And so you might try calling his phone number because and it's an iPhone, so he won't have the same problem with that. But anyway, before we got further with what we need to do, now he did say there it's not exactly dead after it. Let's say we don't have a hearing on the from the Ways and Means Committee. It's not actually dead. More can be done, but it's a past opportunity. The stronger it is now, probably the better, much better chance of passing. And of course, you know, we're being pretty optimistic about this kind of stuff. You know, people have been so adjusted, and you know, really, what has happened is we've grown accustomed. You know, it's kind of like that song, I've grown accustomed to your face. Well, we've grown accustomed to tyranny. And some people like it. Some people, of course, profit from it or found ways to profit from it and enjoy doing that. But, you know, growing accustomed to tyranny and is no good. And John Adams, that's what John Adams called property taxes or the feudal system. That and the feudal system is nothing more than your requirement to perform something in order to occupy your property or to you know, continue to hold your property. And those feudal duties can be anything, including paying money. And so I'm hesitant to, because I think there's something called lawful taxes. I do believe that there are lawful taxes, and I believe that lawful taxes are necessary to support the true functions of government, which is the protection of property. But if you lose your property protecting it, it's an absurdity. That's what Samuel Adams called it. Okay, great. We have Russell back with us now. And so I'll just finish that thought we've grown accustomed to tyranny. And so it's kind of hard to overcome it when so many people are just accustomed to it. They've never known not having property taxes, so they don't quite understand the power of it and what it actually does, because they've never experienced it. In fact, they probably believe it is a lawful tax. And it's only when you investigate it enough that you find out it's not a lawful tax. It destroys the very function of government itself. It renders your government unlawful. So that's exactly what we have in Texas, is unlawful government due to its confiscation of our property in order to pay for protecting your property, which is what Samuel Adams called the greatest absurdity on earth. So anyway, Welcome back, Russell. You warned us about your internet. So we got you on the iPhone now. That's good. So I was visiting your website earlier, right when we came back. And let me see if I can get back on it here where I was here. Yeah, here it is. And I was saying that you've pinned this advertisement for contact legislators today, demand they support House Bill 3770. But I don't see any links right there where I can go get one of these forms that you've provided on how to contact the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And what was his name again?
Morgan Mayer, M-E-Y-E-R, Morgan Mayer.
Mayer, okay. And
yep,
I did try to go on the legislature website, and I had a little difficulty locating that there too, the Ways and Means thing, and who's the chairman. And so, anything you could do to speed up how people can contact the right person and request this stuff would be fantastic. So everybody doesn't have to spend 2 or 3, 4 hours, you know, trying to send a message to these people. So
Ron, everything you should need is right at the bottom of that article. I've got that sample message and his email address, and then the subject and a very brief message to send them. But you do have to scroll to the bottom of that article to find it.
Of that article? Well, let me see. Oh, I see. It says see more. See, I didn't open up the see more. And let me caution everybody. Don't just see because your picture of the ad covers that up. So mm-hmm. I see. If I click on see more, it says
yeah,
don't
that's
relieve.
Just one of the constraints of using Facebook. That's just one of the constraints of using Facebook. That's the way they present it.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Let's see. But even then, okay, it shows me a link, number, eliminate property tax. So I'm going to click on that. Oh, it does. It takes me to another page entirely here. And it says the committee chair contact Ways and Means Chairman Morgan Mayers today. Ask him to schedule a hearing next week for House Bill 3770, our bill to eliminate property tax. And you have another, this is just underlined. It says the committee chair decides if and when a bill will be scheduled for a hearing. Our hearing for House Bill 3770 must happen next week to have a chance of getting voted on in this session. Okay, and then it says see more because there's a picture of the guy there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to click on see more. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you got a lot of stuff here. And here you got a link direct. Well, no, that's underlined. I still don't. Okay.
Right below the.
I still don't have a link. Do I have to click on another link again here to eliminate property?
No, you would just copy and paste that into your email, is the way we have to do it on Facebook.
You have to do what?
I said that we have to copy and paste it into our email. That's the way we have to do it on Facebook.
Copy and paste it into your email.
Correct.
You mean copy what? I don't
copy
see what.
Copy the sample message, which says to Morgan Mayer at house.texas.gov. And then for your subject, schedule a hearing for HB 3770 the week of April 19th. And then the context or the content
of
the message is simply,
you don't really have the letter. You just have his address here. It's
correct.
In italics. So
correct.
You just you copy that and paste that in a letter that you write to him. Oh, and you're just, it does. It says, Representative Mayer, please schedule a hearing for House Bill 3770 next week. Let me know the data for the hearing. Okay. It's short and sweet. So you just put that in an email. It's three lines long. So,
that's
okay.
All that matters.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little slow at this. You know, I thought maybe you had a whole letter or something like that. No. Okay. So, and it's in italics. So you, yeah, you don't. You're and too bad they won't let you do a a bold on there too. When I get in a hurry, I just don't. I don't spend a lot of time reading. I should. Anyway, well, that's good to know. So. What else do we want to cover before let's cover one more thing. Let's say this thing doesn't get a hearing. What do we do then?
We prepare for the next session. That's all that we can
really
do. If it doesn't get through this week, if it doesn't get scheduled, the amount of time that it will take to get to the floor and get a vote, even if everything goes perfect, if it slips past this next week, it's just gone too long. Because not only does it have to, you know, get to the floor of the House for vote, then it has to go over to the Senate and go through their process. So this is kind of we're right up against the drop dead date for any bill in the House to make it to the floor and to get to the Senate.
Okay.
And the only other thing go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we know the importance of the deadline. So we have the rest of this week and next week to flood the Mr. Mayor's Ways and Means office with requests to hold a hearing on House Bill 3770.
Really, we have just this week to petition him to do it. Because
just
they
this
will
week. Are you serious? Just
they will
this
set
week?
Their, they will set
Till Friday.
Their agenda for next week. Yeah, they'll set their agenda for next week by the end of this week.
Oh,
time is
they got to set
essence.
The agenda for next week at by the end of this week. So
yes,
we got to do it this week.
We
have Wednesday. We have the rest of today. We have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to
the latest.
Get this done.
Correct.
Wow, I wish we'd had our program a little earlier. But anyway, yeah. Okay, so do you know if people are taking this? Do you know how effective this is so far? I mean, have you heard anything?
There's people that are on our Facebook that are saying that they have contacted, they've sent their emails to him and they've contacted him. So far, we haven't. I haven't heard any feedback from anybody that said they've gotten a response or that they've gotten any kind of indication whether they're going to schedule it or not. But this is just kind of the way things go with the legislature is that, you know, you send your request into basically they just take whatever you're sending them and they tally it up as a for or against and then hand that over to the chair or the representative. And, you know, he makes a decision about what he's going to do. It's really not much of an interactive process. We have just got to frequently and often contact the guy and let him know we want them to schedule a hearing. And this is our best way to do it that we know of. I've talked to other people. I said, is there any better way to do this? And we don't know of any other way. And if anybody had a better way, I'd be listening to them to hear what they've done that's been successful. But when you've got a stack of 300 bills in your inbox, and the one thing is that because property tax is such a hot button issue, and they just had a hearing today on Andrew Murr's HB 59, and our bill actually got, there was actually comment on it in the testimony for HB 59. HB 59 is another property tax bill that always seeks to eliminate the maintenance and operation portion of property tax and replace it with sales tax. And it doesn't do away with property tax. It just does away with about 50% of it. And they were listening to testimony, invited testimony yesterday. That's what I heard. I don't know if they had the public give testimony that afternoon or not. But they know about our bill. They've heard about us. We are, you know, trying to be the squeaky wheel it gets the grease and gives you attention.
Well, I know a number of people that really do not like property taxes, which they should. So I will definitely get this information out to them. That should be at least a couple of hundred more. And I think this is good that we've got into this even at this point in time.
One more point.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to make one more point about the bill.
Sure, go straight ahead. And we're going to have a break in just a second, so hang on, and you'll be able to wrap it up, too, after this last break. But go ahead, start.
Well, there's two main things.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Right after this, you can wrap it up.
All right, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
God's great.
Russell, I want you to make your final point and wrap this up for us.
Yes, sir. I wanted to say that our solution is revenue neutral. We're not trying to pull the rug out from under anyone. Local authorities maintain while we're replacing all the eliminated tax sources with equivalent revenues. And the second one is the thing that most people hate the most other than paying property tax, and that is that county appraisal districts are eliminated. That ends the ritual of over 2 million reappraisals, hearings, and denials that cost Texas taxpayers more than $500 million every year.
Yeah, that's just wasted money on all these appraisal things. And, you know, they never, one of my points when I sued the state on this unlawful property tax is that none of it, one of the requirements, constitutional requirements for taxes in Texas is that they all be equal and uniform. There is no way a property tax can be equal and uniform because nobody really knows the value of it for real. So none of it, I mean, it's just, and, you know, the Supreme Court of Texas in past cases has said, well, you know, what we really mean there is they're kind of equal, you know, for the property tax. Well, based on appraisals, well, that's just malarkey. I mean, that's not law. They're kind of equal and kind of uniform. That's baloney because the law is uniform and equal. That means they're the same for everybody. And that
the worst
property
situation
taxes
is we
cannot
never own
do
our property.
Yep. Yeah. So and we want to again tell people to go to your website and click on the links on that are pinned at the very top, and it will send that message to Morgan Mayer, Meyer, at house.texas.gov, and schedule a hearing for HB 3770 the week of April 19th. And it has one sentence to it. It says, Representative Mayer, please schedule a hearing for HB 3770 next week. Let me know the date for the hearing. And that's short, sweet. You may not even need to go there. If you hear this, you can just type that up and email it to Mayor, morgan.mayer@house.texas.gov. So anyway, it's been great to talk with you again, Russell.
Always a pleasure, Ron.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get this done this week and get rid of unlawful property taxes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.